Adam, we mostly use recycled denim as the base pulp for all our paper. So that would be mostly what you're seeing there, as well as a little bit of plant fiber that we've added for a bit of interest.
Okay, just for colour and texture and that sort of thing.
Colour, texture, and yes. Personal taste.
Oh, nice. And a bit of individualism too. Always good. You're the artistic director of Paperworks Inc. And I mentioned it is a social enterprise based in Griffith. How does it work down there? What goes on?
Well, basically, we operate at the moment only 2 days per week. And Tuesdays are our main production day, where we have artisans coming in to make that wonderful product that you've just been holding up. They have been trained by Paperworks through a previous program, which was funded by ArtsAbility, and that was about 2 years ago. And then as of last year, Disability ACT has been providing us with a substantial grant that has been able to help us to bring up a business development leg into being, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, sure.
And basically, these artisans are the first people that were trained at the original grant, and then they are now the main producers. And then on Fridays, we have our integrated community workshops, and that is split into two sections. A morning session, which is mainly based or focused on people with disability or mental health issues, immigrants, elderly people. So it's really anybody that can be marginalized or socially ostracized. And so we try and encourage them to come along and just make new friends and learn a few new skills along the way.
Right, in papermaking.
In papermaking. Right. And often these people can, if they feel like it, they can join us as volunteers later on as well.
To take part and support the lessons that go on?
That's right. So either they can support our activities or help, you know, man our exhibitions or our stands. And then the afternoon group, those are papermakers that are, how shall I say, more mainstream papermakers, but that people that are interested to, and they are our main body of volunteers, to put it this way. So we offer sessions for them on a Friday afternoon. We call it a Friday afternoon unwind.
Yeah.
And so they are just coming to work together and learn a few skills along the way. But very often those are the people that we draw on very heavily.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a very active group and a lot of things that happen. I will talk and ask you a bit about the basic materials and the basic process of making something in a moment, but I am interested in where your interest for papermaking of all shapes and sizes comes from. How did you get into it?
Well, I did not seek it deliberately, if I can put it that way. I would rather say I was dragged into it kicking and screaming. That would be more accurate. I had a business in South Africa, and I was just so busy that one of my friends thought that I needed a break. And how to have a break is, it's always more sensible if you can do it with somebody that will make sure that you actually rock up. So she made sure that she goes with me to this papermaking session so that I would actually do what she intended me to do on that morning instead of just sneak off back to work.
And she looked at papermaking because what? She thought it would be therapeutic.
Oh, she just thought it would be fun. It's something she hasn't done before. She knew I haven't done that before either. So she booked us in, and we had a morning full of fun. But I must admit, I walked out the door and I thought, well, this was fun, but it's not it. From a very early age, I had a suspicion that I would be doing something artistic. I've always had an interest in various forms of art. But I thought afterwards that God had an immense sense of humor, because it so happens that I've been humbled very greatly by this very simple medium. I thought paper could not be much more than the backdrop for other artworks.
Well, a lot of people think also it's just the wrapping on a present that you then
exactly
get to,
right.
Or it's something that you write on, that, and the words are more important, but
Yes, I think, and I mean, I was absolutely guilty of that. I thought, you know, paper was just the backdrop.
Yeah.
It really had no life on its own. I have subsequently discovered that I was very wrong. It does have a life of its own, and it's very, very addictive. Once you start papermaking and you discover the various fibers you can work with, it's like a new world that opens up for you, and it's really hard to pull away from it.
Do you find your home has all sorts of different raw materials, offcuts, ideas, and that
absolutely.
Sort of thing strewn around it?
You know, I can put it this way. I think only a papermaker can be really excited about getting a bale of hay for their birthday and cheering about that. That's how bad it is. So in our house, you'll find various kinds of fiber, bamboo, and all kinds of exotic cottons.
Well, it sounds like a craft maker's paradise, really.
It is, but I can tell you that you will definitely, if you have a wife that's a paper maker or a husband that's a paper maker, be warned, you will not have a garage for very long. If you thought the shed was yours,
gets taken over pretty quickly.
Gets taken over pretty quickly. In actual fact, any space will be taken up. Unfortunately, and this is the truth of the matter, the equipment is very large. You know, it starts out humbly with just a mould and a decal. And if I can just show you what they look like.
Yeah, sure, right.
The mould is just a...
it's like a picture frame. It's a picture frame, but it has this strip of mesh all over one side. So if you can imagine this, it's basically just a wooden picture frame, standard size more or less, but with a metal... fine mesh on what attached to one side. Yeah, and what's that basically used for?
That is used to actually scoop the paper out of the vat. Now that is just the top, and you
could be a plastic tub or wooden tub,
plastic
anything.
Tub, yeah. And bit of water in there and the pulp in there, and you use that mold to scoop the pulp out of it, and then the sheet of paper is then formed on top of that mesh.
On top of the mesh,
yes,
so
the other way
what
around, the mesh is facing you.
Okay,
yes.
So the mesh is facing up. Is
the
that
mesh
right?
is facing up.
When well, let's go back to the start then. When you have the tub, what do you put into it to make the pulp, I suppose?
Let's put it this way. You would be making pulp at home from probably recycled paper.
Mm-hmm.
We are using recycled denim in the studio, and we need a specialized machine for that.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Hollander Beater. Now, I won't recommend that you try and make denim paper at home with your blender. You can safely make... recycled paper at home in your blender. But anyway, that's the recycled denim. So you can feel it's really refined fibers.
Yeah, anyway. It's very basically feels like very squishy sort of newspaper that's got water through it.
Yes.
Just as a very, very much a crude way of describing it, but that it's sort of got that really mushy, pulpy feel to it.
That's right. So it's quite slimy, to be crude.
If you're at home, can you use things like newspaper or leftover, like A4 size paper, or not really?
Well, I'm a little bit of a snob, so I would say please don't go near the newspaper. The inks in it really wouldn't make your paper look very nice, and it will be a little bit grey. But if you stick to recycled, shall we call it reflex paper?
Copying paper would be fine.
Even serviettes would be fine. They can be used very successfully to colour your paper.
And you tear it all up and mix it with water? Or
you tear it all up. The best way is actually to soak it overnight to hydrate it properly. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you're in a big hurry, you can speed up the process by putting hot water on it and just let it cool down. And as soon as it cools down, then it's ready to be put into your blender. Now, if you put paper into your blender to recycle it, a small handful is a good start.
Right.
You know, so too much paper and your poor blender will not survive the first session, and we want you to at least, you know, have a little bit of fun. So a small handful in a full jug of water, blend it until you can see the fibers are really fine and loose. There are no lumpy bits in it. And then that would be ready. Now, for the tub that I've got here, it's only a very small one. It's about a 5-litre tub.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say about 1 to 2 jugs of pulp from your blender should be enough to give it a proper consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And now this mould... if you want to use that with your paper making, I'll just demonstrate briefly what it will look like.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So you hold your mould.
And this is our picture frame with a bit of wire gauze over one side, yeah?
That's right. So you would hold it that the mesh bit of it would be facing towards you. Mm-hmm. You'd have both hands on either end of it. You'd scoop it in on the far end, pull it towards you and pull it up, and your sheet will be nicely formed on top of that.
And then do you just let it to set over a period of time?
No, you can do that, but of course you want to use your mold immediately again to make a next sheet of paper.
Okay.
So what we do is instead of having multiple molds and decals, which will just take up a lot of space, we can start with having just one little set, and we use what we call felts. Now, these felts are just basically fabric squares or rectangles, and it could be anything from old blankets to pieces of fabric,
mm-hmm.
And you cut them to about A3 size or slightly smaller, depending on your mold and decal.
So once you've got the paper on your mold, do you then turn it over and put it on the felt?
That's right. So the mesh would then be facing downwards,
mm-hmm.
because the surface tension would actually keep the pulp sticking to
right.
the mesh. So
right.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a little bit of magic. The kids particularly like that. And then you would put it down just by rocking your body from side to side on, you know, while you're pressing very hard on this mold to transfer the paper to your cloth. Now, I have brought you one that...
You prepared earlier. Very nice. And there is this lovely little, I guess, square of paper that is on the cloth.
That's right. So now your cloth, once you've got a few cloths with the paper on it, you
it dries on the cloth, basically.
You just hang it up and it'll dry on the cloth.
And then it peels off and there you have it.
And there you have
There's a piece of paper. And, I mean, we don't have much time left, just a minute or so, Susan, but in terms of colours and textures, you can add all sorts of different things, I presume, to add that individual character to your piece of paper.
Oh, yes. We predominantly use plant fibre that we harvest in and around Canberra.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, and I think last year we were lucky enough to get some of the special trees from the Arboretum.
Oh, right.
So we were very lucky in that regard. But most often we use cotton, flax, and so anybody that... that have flax plants
things,
in
yeah.
Canberra, they could please contact us. We wouldn't say no to, to some
enough.
Of their bounty.
Yeah. Paperworks Inc. is the people to get in touch because they'd like to get some of your various materials to help out. We've run out of time, as we always do on 101. It's always just too short, but a very interesting and basic run-through of how to make it, and so many different colours and shapes and styles depending on, you know, what you've got on hand, I suppose, Susan.
Yes, to a large extent, that is exactly it. But I think we over... mainly, I would say, to add colour, we would over-dye our fabric.
Right.
So it would be any dye that you could safely use with fabric would be what we would be using for
paper
dyeing the
well.
Paper
yeah.
as well.
Okay.
Yes. So in what you have there is, for instance, some of the denim paper that has been overdyed. That would be the top sheet that you have there.
Mm.
So it's quite a rich...
Quite a rich red, this one, or pink. I could say, yeah. Susan, there's so much more we could talk about, but it's been a lovely introduction into how you go about making paper, and your passion for it is so obvious. Really appreciate you coming in and telling us about it on 101.
Thank you very much, Anna. Much appreciated.
Good luck with all the activities down at Paperworks Inc. too. It sounds like a really good sort of idea and obviously organisation.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to talk to you, Susan. That's Susan Peterser, who is the Artistic Director of Paperworks Inc., a social enterprise based in Griffith who make paper, and they run classes too, so look them up if you're interested to get involved.